You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 5 and verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. One of the problems of man is the problem of identity. Man is always looking for identity. So you see people, they may dye their hair, they may wear all kinds of things on their body, they may tattoo their face, do all kinds of things on their body. They want to create identity for themselves. In fact, we have people they call image makers, who are supposed to create a name for you, create a reputation for an organization or for an individual. So man is always looking for identity. Even though God had addressed the matter right from Genesis, he said, let us make man in our own image. So the issue of identity, God had addressed it. You will only, and you can only find your identity in Christ. Outside of God, you will be looking for crisis. You can never find your true identity. Now, when you look at this passage, Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. It's important what we are called. What we are called is our identification. And he said, we shall be called the children of God. So what's our identity? God's children. People in the image and in the likeness of God. So you see, you don't need to look for any identity. Many people are struggling today, trying to create a name for themselves, trying to establish something for themselves. You don't need that. This matter had been settled before you were born. You don't need to want to be the richest person in your family, to be the first person that do this, to be this. No, the only identity you need is the identification with God. It's for you to be identified with God. That was the identity you were created to carry. And Jesus is saying to us, one attribute that will point men to the, that we all reveal to men that we are God's children, is to be a peacemaker. God's children are not troublesome. Anywhere you see somebody that this person is troublesome, just note that that person is not the child of God. So you see, the peace that this world they are looking for is available with God's children. He said, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. When there is peace around your life, I'm telling you, even people, unbelievers around, they will notice there's something different about you. When the peace of God is operating in your life, people around you will notice it. So that's why we say that the marriage of God's children should be peaceful. Because if you are a peacemaker as a husband, and the wife too is a peacemaker, and the two of you can be referred to as children of God, then why will there be trouble? There is trouble because there is trouble on the inside. When there is peace on the inside, there will be peace on the outside. That's why Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. Brethren, live at peace. Avoid trouble. There are things you don't need to fight for. You just need to simply let go. Prioritize peace over your right. Did you hear what I just said? Prioritize peace over your right. We are created to live in peace. Look at Jesus Christ. He was peaceful from beginning to the end. They abused him. They called him Beelzebub. They slapped him. They ganged up against him. They lied against him. Yet he was a man of peace. Did you know Jesus never threatened anybody? He never said, oh, I'm preaching and some of you are disputing my messages. By the time I place curses on you. You know, today we have general overseers threatening people with curses. I've even seen some even placing curses that anybody that is going behind me, discussing me. And I say, who are you for people not to discuss you? You know, some people really think big of themselves. I say, who are you for people not to discuss you? And then you are placing curses in the assembly of the saints. You that your prayer has not been answered, you are placing curses on people. Curse that is not going anywhere. You see, we are children of peace. Why should there be fight in the house of God among leaders? It's because they are not peacemakers. If you are a peacemaker, why would there be fight? You should be the pastor, but somebody is fighting for it. Let him have it. Jesus said, let him have it. If God had truly called you and you are the one he wants to occupy that place, you will occupy it. There's no need to fight. I'm telling you, there's no need to fight. You don't need to fight your spouse. You don't need to fight your children. You don't need to fight on the road. Some of you, you go to shopping mall, you will fight. If you want to buy something, it will lead to quarrel. Why? Check yourself. Why? Everywhere you go, you fight. It's only when you come inside the car, then you calm down. How will those people know that you belong to God? You think it is by sticker or by playing Christian music or by carrying Bible? Let your life show who you belong to. Let us see that you identify with God. So our identity has already been settled. The identity you should pursue in life is to become children of God. Do people call you a child of God because of your peacemaking life? Do they call you a child of God? If they are not calling you a child of God, then you need to cry to Jesus today to have mercy on you. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.